Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We are streaming live on YouTube, and you can comment along and even hear the show now. How about that? It's what we call modern technology and an improvement from earlier. But don't worry about it because we're all here and we got this. Now, there are idiots eating Tylenol in defiance of President Trump. I don't really quite understand this exactly. I don't get this. I know that Tylenol can damage your liver if you take too much of it. There's a warning on the bottle about that. I never mix Tylenol with alcohol. I don't want to risk that, so I never do that. So if I have a headache and I happen to be enjoying a cocktail or something like that, I'll take Advil or aspirin. I'm not taking Tylenol. I know that there's a risk of stomach bleeding with the non-steroid anti-inflammatories. There's a risk of everything, but there are idiots right now on social media who are purposely now ingesting Tylenol in an act of defiance to President Trump. Not since Gob Bluth have we ever seen such an act of defiance that was so incredibly pointless. But I digress. The point is that this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And I'm going to get into that with you as we go on this hour. But a little bit more from the investigation into the shooting today at the ICE facility, which killed one detainee and injured two others. So let's cue up cut number three. This is a former FBI guy and an MSNBC talking head talking about how it's strange that the leftist who shot up the Dallas facility and wrote political messages on bullets, he thinks that this might be a right-wing thing. So again, when this happened, the media went right into their typical mode of see if we can pin this on Trump. See if we can pin this on MAGA. See if we can get away with that. It went right there, because that's what they do. So this is cut number three. This is Christopher O'Leary, former FBI senior official on MSNBC.
Writing. The first time we really saw that was Brenton Tarrant in the Christchurch shootings, shooting in a mosque in New Zealand. And he was a fierce white supremacist and neo-Nazi, and wrote all over his weapon and his rounds very hateful information. So to see this coming from potentially the other side of the political spectrum is a little strange, because it is not something, if you are trying to, carry out some kind of message countering, more extreme right wing stuff. I don't know why you would, use a tactic that a famous white supremacist who has been revered and copycatted over the years by other white supremacists, why you would do that. But it does appear that people are moving in that direction because they want people to know what they're doing and why they're doing it.
So it's not strange they would pick up a gun and kill somebody in the name of political violence like a white supremacist did. It is strange they'd write on the bullets, though, first. Okay. Yeah, I got nothing. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not sure that's the focus here. I think maybe the killing people part might be the bigger focus than the riding on bullets. And he also might have just seen the guy who allegedly assassinated Charlie Kirk ride on the bullets, and maybe that was the motivation, not this guy that you're talking about that most people have no idea what the hell you're talking about because it happened in New Zealand. I don't even know what you're talking about, and I follow the news pretty closely. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about, so maybe it's more than just that. But again, assuming he's copycatting him, wouldn't you focus first on the fact that he's copycatting the killing people in the name of political ideology? Like, wouldn't that sort of be kind of the lead there? I think they buried the lead, as they say. Again, throwing it out there. Not telling you how to do your job as an MSNBC political hack. But if I were, I'd say maybe go down that road first. That's just me. Here is CNN's legal analyst. This is cut number four, Sean, suggesting that the Dallas ICE facility may have been shot up by an angry Republican. So without knowing any facts, without knowing anything, let's just assume that it probably was. Why not? I mean, what the heck? Let's jump right to conclusions. Now, I didn't tweet anything about this today. I didn't say anything until they had the press conference. I don't do that. It's not what I do. I don't like to do that. I think people who do that are foolish. I don't care what side you're on. It's just wait till the facts come in. It's not that complicated. Just take a breath. You don't have to always be the first one. Because if you're first and wrong, you sound like a jackass, like this guy does. This is the John Miller, chief law enforcement intelligence analyst for CNN, cut number four.
Very fluid, and as Chief Ramsey pointed out, they are sorting through who is this gunman, what is the identity, what is the background, what are the messages connected with this shooting, and that is something we may learn in the course of the press conference in terms of messages. But where we are right this minute is, as Chief Ramsey framed it, we don't know whether this was an anti-migrant shooting because of the victimology, who was struck, or whether this is an anti-ICE shooting. And the governor's statements about assassination suggest he has some information that we don't have yet and that may not be entirely clear to authorities. So the press conference is going to be very pivotal because they're going to be able to tell us in some form what they know, what they don't know, and what they're doing to find out.
I mean, you could also add, you don't know if it was some guy who went to take revenge on another person sleeping with his wife. I mean, you could throw out a bunch of scenarios. The point is, you just don't know. You don't know. But didn't turn out to be some right-wing guy going to shoot illegal immigrants at a detainee facility. So it didn't turn out to be that. So, just saying. I don't know. Whenever people are speculating about motives, I feel as if you're going to do that, you got to throw every scenario out there. Could be a disgruntled worker. Could be some guy who caught somebody, you know, playing footsie with his wife. Could have been an aggrieved ex-boyfriend showing up. I mean, you could do this all day, or you can just say, let's just wait for the press conference. I mean, again, not telling you how to do your job there, but now you kind of sound silly because there might have been people on watching MSNBC going, yeah, this could have been a right winger. Yeah, finally. And now you've disappointed them. That's all I'm saying here. So, and here is, if we cut number five here, this is MSNBC national correspondent Rosa Flores attempting to bury the motive of the ICE shooter and blaming the victim. It's really ICE's fault for doing their job. Cut number five. You have that one, Sean? Cut five.
Okay. Potential motivation here with the etchings on the round saying, quote, anti-ICE in nature. And of course, the motivation is being investigated, and this is very early in the investigation. But the fact that there is this call for the division to stop, for the rhetoric to be tempered down, for the rhetoric to be dialed down, multiple officials mentioned that, including the official from the ICE office in Dallas, saying, quote, the rhetoric has to stop. Texas Senator Ted Cruz mentioned it also, saying that politically motivated violence is wrong and that, quote, demonizing ICE must stop. So we heard that over and over and over and over again. And it stood out to me, obviously, because we have seen just the rhetoric escalate. We've also seen the very dramatic videos of ICE nabbing individuals and tossing them into unmarked vehicles. A lot of these ICE agents have been masked, and so it has been very divisive. And there's been a lot of fear in the different communities where we've been reporting. And so the call for the decrease in that division and the rhetoric is what really stood out.
Yeah, we're definitely hearing increased calls for bringing the temperature down.
Yeah, but also let's not forget ICE doing all those terrible things. See how she kind of put that in there? See how she got that in there? It's like, yeah, I mean, you know, people are calling for the rhetoric to tone down. But let's not forget all the horrible things ICE has done. All these bad things. Bad, bad, bad things. It's just funny to me because they then have to, of course, eat their words. And this becomes a common theme with the left when they go out there and say these things, and then they have to wind up eating their words, as what often happens. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. If you have already had an estimate for a complex dental procedure, why didn't you see my guy and get a second opinion? He's the best, and everyone I've sent over to him has said the same thing. Thank you for recommending Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. That's where you go. Cinnaminson, Woodbury, the best of the best. Here's CNN, MSNBC, both of them, CNN NS, and MSNBC. Sean, if you can cue up cut number six for me. They are in damage control after the press conference where law enforcement officers confirmed the attacker as a far-left radical. I know they had their hopes up. Maybe thinking that maybe this was the one, you know, you finally get that domestic violent extremist right winger we've been hearing so much about all these years from Merrick Garland and all the other people in the Biden administration. But not so much. Turned out to be another left nutty left wing nutbag motivated by probably all the political left wing nonsense that is spewed constantly on your networks. Cut six.
Got there. What was your top takeaway listening?
Well, one other clarification, Anna, which is that they're now saying that one person in addition to the shooter was killed, not two. So one person killed, two injured in addition to the shooter, if I heard that correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong.
But that's what I got, too. Two people deceased, including the shooter.
Okay. And look, I think the bullet casings engraved with anti-ICE messages is a huge and key revelation in this case, because this is now the third instance of targeted violence where we're seeing that. Obviously, the Charlie Kirk assassination and the Luigi Mangione alleged killing of the United Healthcare CEO in New York being the others. And that suggests that there's a copycat phenomenon going on here. And the fact that they're investigating this as a potential act of targeted violence, I think we can conclude that ICE was targeted here based on that piece of evidence. That is extremely significant. And just cast this in a new light and suggest that this is the latest in a series of incidents that really underscore the problem that we are experiencing right now in this country with politically motivated violence. And you heard the Senator Ted Cruz there talking about dialing down the rhetoric. You know, that is a perfectly reasonable thing to say, but this issue of immigration and what ICE is doing in communities is incredibly, incredibly divisive. And it's hard to imagine, really, that people are going to stop feeling as strongly as they do about it. But we all need to be mindful of the fact that people are being attacked and killed as a result, perhaps, of some of this rhetoric. So those are my takeaways.
Yeah, Rosa.
But let's not forget all the horrible things ICE has done. You see, again, it's the same thing. It's the same blaming of the victim here. That's what you're doing. Stop doing that. Maybe stop doing that. Maybe stop lying about all the things that ICE is doing and these ICE agents are doing, and focus on what's actually going on. And maybe, again, throwing it out there. It goes on, though. I mean, more damage control after they find out that, yeah, this is a left-wing nutbag motivated by political violence. A far-left kook. So CNN and MSNBC, which give safe harbor to all these people. Let's cue up cut number seven, please. This is yeah, they give safe harbor to all these people to come on day after day and call them ICE, call ICE as slave hunters and Gestapo and all the other things they say about these people. Your fellow Americans who are just trying to fulfill the law that Congress passed regarding deporting people, which is something that has been done by Democrats and Republicans, by the way. I mean, we have not caught up to the numbers of the deportations under Barack Obama. We just don't talk about it. We just pretend like it hasn't happened. We just go, shh. Just like we pretend like he didn't drone strike American citizens or drone strike weddings in Pakistan. We just go, shh. Or that his CIA goon, John Brennan, didn't go and break into a classified bipartisan skiff and steal everything they had on torture. We just pretend like that stuff never happened. Or that they spied on American citizens and lied on it. Again, lied about it. Or that they created this notion that the Russians were trying to influence our election and get Donald Trump elected. We're all going to pretend like that never happened. Anyway, I digress. This is cut number seven.
Typically, these are vans that have tinted windows, so you can't see whether they're occupied or who they're occupied by. I would suspect that that's probably the case in this instance. When someone opened fire on the van, whether they were aiming for the driver or the person in the passenger seat, or they believed that the van might have contained federal agents but weren't able to see, they were, according to the FBI, believed to be targeting federal law enforcement officers when they opened fire. So that is starting to come together with a slightly more granular picture. In that instance, an assault on federal officers, even if that was just the intent, would be an investigation where the FBI would be taking the lead. What we are told, though, is...
Yeah, because it's an attack on federal law enforcement officers. Not some crazy right-winger going and shooting and killing, trying to kill illegal immigrants who are being detained at this facility. Oh, it must be exhausting being on the left. And then always giving these this false hope and then having to take it back. Hey, this might be the one, that guy at Cabela's with his fishing hat, that MAGA extremist finally doing the thing we've been warning you about. Oh, no. One of ours. Okay. All right. Well, we'll get him next time. It's got to be exhausting. Mentally has to be just exhausting. Kind of like being on the radio since noon is mentally exhausting. Doing a 7-hour show is mentally exhausting, in case you're wondering. So next time you bust my chops about not being on a Friday or something like that, just remember, this is day three now of doing two radio shows. I'm not complaining, just highlighting it. There's a difference between complaining, which is what Matt DeSantis does about everything, and highlighting something, which is what I do. Now, I don't know, is DeSantis able to even talk? Can you speak, Matt?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Damn it. Yes, I can.
On your day.
Yeah, no, this is kind of a bummer.
You can't get rid of me that easily.
You know, Linda Kearns' lawsuit now is bigger than the one against Big Tobacco.
It's huge now. I love Linda. She's my only supporter.
She is
one of my only supporters.
She's now adding people on the YouTube chat, Twitter community. Anyone who says anything about Matt DeSantis, it's slander, it's libel, it's whatever it is. You're being mentioned in the class action lawsuit. So
it's great to have a powerful attorney on your side.
Man, have you snorted any Tylenol today?
I try not to snort it too Yeah, I'm, you know, weaning myself off of it, especially after the big press conference earlier this week. So I've managed to stay away, thankfully. It's a long day, though. There's still plenty of time for me to change my mind.
The day is young. I, for one, when I was in New York yesterday, I bought some street grade Tylenol. really good stuff.
Tylenol off the street.
I mean, I thought about going into like a Walgreens or CVS, but then some guy was selling it on the corner. He's like, hey, man, I got extra strength PM. Like, whoa.
Did he look trustworthy?
Well, he smelled like urine, but that's most people that are selling things outside of the train station. So
that's just New York.
Yeah, it's just, or New Jersey Transit, which, because, you know, when you do radio, they don't send a car for you. So you got to drive up like a commoner. You got to go up like a commoner. Ugh. It's not fun. No,
that's brutal.
It is brutal. It is. And I turned out, they asked me to go on America's Newsroom this morning, and I couldn't do it because I was on dad duty this morning. So I would have had a ride up in a fancy car. And then when Jimmy's producer called me at 11 and said, can you do the show in an hour? I would have already probably at that point been on the way home from Fox and had to turn around and go back. But at least I would have been in a car. There was no time today to get to New York. But yesterday, for example, when I was supposed to go on and then got bumped because the president was at the United Nations, then they asked me to do the show, and I had to go up. And since it's radio, not TV, they don't send transportation. So you had to, I had to slum it on New Jersey Transit. I feel bad for people that have to do that every day. First of all, nobody's nice to you that works on New Jersey Transit. They're all mean. Have you ever taken that train?
Me? Of course not. But go on. I'm interested.
I'm going to suggest to Cittarelli when he's on Friday that the first thing that they should do is make everybody who works for NJ Transit read How to Win Friends and Influence People. Like, everybody. Because, I mean, we're customers, and they treat us like they're doing us a favor by you know, it's like, oh, man. And then some guy walks on the car last night, and he reeks like he peed himself for an entire week. And everybody's looking around, and we know who it is because the car smelled fine until this guy sat down. We all know it's him. And we're all looking at him, and he's acting like he has no clue what's going on. And then everybody gets up and leaves the car except him. I'm like, do you have no self-awareness that you smell like you're like a literal sewer system? How does one lack that self-awareness? You smell like a fire hydrant after 50 dogs just went and claimed its territory. How do you not have the self-awareness on a train to know that you are the problem that everybody's addressing, which is that it stinks? Or maybe he just doesn't care. I don't know.
It is a good way to get extra space on the train. Nobody.
It's a good point. Yeah, you keep coming in and out, cutting in and out, by the way, which concerns me for our next guest since he's going to be on Zoom, too.
Yeah, so, that's not great.
Not great. This is not our day for tech. I was going to be in studio today, but then when I had to do Fela's show, I had to do it from home. There's no time to get to Philly. So, and I'm on call for tomorrow. We'll see what tomorrow brings. I don't know. This is just a long week, can I say. And now we got this issue going on with our technology. So we'll work it out, but we'll figure it out. Let's crush some Tylenol and take a quick break. I'm going to snort a line or two of, I got the good stuff too. I got the name brand Tylenol. Yeah. Not the generic acetaminophen, acetaminophen. I got the real good stuff. Tylenol. All right. Tylenol. But listen, I want to remind you, we're going to have a big Save America, Save Jersey rally coming up in North Wildwood on October 10th. And I'm going to be doing the show live from the pier that day. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to get Jack Cittarelli over the finish line, honor Charlie Kirk. We will come together in a great moment of unity. And I want you to be there for it. So it's Friday, October 10th. What you got to do is go to CapeGOP.com and sign up. It's free. It's a free event. Great speakers. You can see the whole lineup on the website, CapeGOP.com. And do that, and you'll be able to join us for that. It's going to be an historic day with an incredible crowd. Really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be something we will never forget. So do that today, and please come out and see us. So people ask me all the time, they say, Rich, why is Dr. Mike your family dentist? Well, two reasons. Number one, Mama Zioli discovered him for our family. I'm always going to follow Mama Zioli's advice, obviously. It's number one. But number two, for 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been the experts that other dentists call for the complex procedures. So when it comes to the stuff that's really complex, whether it is implants, crowns, all these, you go to Dr. Mike Veneria, because other dentists call him up and say, hey, can you treat so-and-so? That should mean everything to you right there. He's the dentist that other dentists consider the expert, which makes him the expert of the experts, like the capo di tutti capi. And he's a great guy. Great music playing in the office. Great people that work there. Both offices, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, are fantastic. And they're both right over the bridge, so they're easy to get to. So let's say you need complex dental procedure. You're just going to go to the closest dentist? No, you're going to go to the best. You want the best. That's Dr. Mike Veneria. Now, I know for my family, not only does he take care of me and Patrick and Claire and Reagan, but also my wife. And Bridget needed a new smile. She needed caps. Her veneers were had to be replaced. Dr. Mike gave her a great smile, and she's never had a better smile than right now. And she was thrilled with the process. Everybody I've sent there has loved the great work and care of Dr. Mike Veneria. So please, make your appointment. If you already had an estimate for complex dental procedure, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. Just go and get a free estimate. That's the whole thing. And you'll be in great hands. All right. So trust the guy that I trust for my whole family. That's Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So we have the other big story is right here locally, and it's Jack Cittarelli. Now, Jack's going to be on the show on Friday, and I'm excited for that. I really am. I'm excited to have Jack back on. He got the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police in New Jersey. That's a big deal. The FOP in New Jersey backing Jack, because a lot of times these unions wind up backing the Democrats because they think they're going to get better contracts out of it or something. But that time has come and gone. Trump, he got all the endorsements of the FOP. He got the backing of the police. Why? Because the Democrats are the party of defund the police. That's why. And when the cops realize that, why are we siding with a party that wants to take away our jobs? Why are we siding with a party that doesn't want to stand for us anymore? And not only that, is openly hostile to us. is openly hostile to what we do. As soon as they realized that, they said, what are we doing here? This makes no sense. And then local departments, local FOPs, local unions, and then on the national level, the national FOP backing President Trump. And they've been great supporters of law enforcement. So Jack got the endorsement of the FOP in New Jersey. That's going to go a long way. It really will. He's running. His running mate's a sheriff. He's on the ticket. He's ready to do some business. And it does it matter? Absolutely it does. Americans want safe streets. They keep saying that over and over again. In the polling, they keep showing that, that America wants safe streets. With all of the of everything that's happening, even The Atlantic has to acknowledge that left-wing terrorism is on the rise. The Atlantic is not exactly a mainstream publication. It's, if anything, skewed big time to the left. But even The Atlantic has to acknowledge, for the first time in more than 30 years, attacks by the far left outnumber those on the far right. Well, first of all, I don't even know what attacks are happening on the far right. No matter how hard ideologues try to exclusively blame their political foes for acts of political violence, the truth is that violent extremists today emerge from across the political spectrum. We have studied this problem and believe that our data can help illuminate an issue that too far is often defined by partisan finger pointing. As part of a study to be published this week by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, we compiled and analyzed a data set of 750 attacks and plots in the United States from January 1st, 1994 to July 4th, 2025. All right. Our data shows us only incidents of terrorism. And as we go through that, we go and found that left-wing terrorism has increased since President Donald Trump's rise to political prominence in 2016. Shocking, I know. What's shocking about this is the fact that they actually acknowledged this. Indeed, 2025 marks the first time in more than 30 years that left-wing attacks outnumber those from the far right. Despite its recent increase, however, left-wing terrorism is not really as common today as it was in the 1960s and early 70s. Well, that's because the Weather Underground, they all went to work for Obama. So they had to give it up, you know. Those years marked the heights of groups such as the Weather Underground and the Symmedes Liberation Army, best known for kidnapping the newspaper heiress Patty Hearst. I think, to me, and thinking about this, I'm trying to really understand what even the what even the political violence on the right really comes down to be. I guess they're going to say, I'm going to go with the Oklahoma City bombing here. I'm gonna guess that that's what it is. But the year 2016 was a turning point for left-wing terrorism. Even as right-wing incidents remained much more common, Trump's political ascent and the explosion of the MAGA movement seemed to have re-energized left-wing violent extremism, which accounted for 37 incidents from 2016 to 2024, most of them motivated by either anti-government or partisan sentiment. By July 4th of this year, far-left extremism had already been responsible for five terrorist attacks and plots, putting 2025 on pace to be the left's most violent year in more than three decades. On July 4th, for example, law enforcement officials say that an assailant shot and wounded a police officer who was responding to reports of a disturbance at a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facility in Texas. This article was written yesterday, so it doesn't even account for what happened today with ICE. Meanwhile, authorities apprehended 14 suspects who now face federal charges, including attempted murder of federal officials and firearm-related offenses. Details about Kirk's alleged killers are all but killer are all still emerging, but preliminary evidence indicates that he had left-wing motivations and could add to this year's tally. You think? So not only does it not include today's events, it also doesn't include Charlie Kirk's assassin. Think about that for a second. So as we talk about all this left-wing violence, what we're not even counting that. The biggest political assassination in decades, that's what Charlie Kirk represents. That would have been worse, obviously, if President Trump had been the one who was gunned down in Butler or in Florida. That would have been the kind of, I mean, I don't know if America would have survived that one. I don't know what would have happened, but I'm not going to speculate on that. Thank God it just didn't. But Charlie Kirk's assassination ranks up there as a pivotal moment in American history, along with the likes of, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say JFK, but certainly RFK and other political leaders, because it was so shocking to the nation's core and conscience. Dr. Martin Luther King. I don't know if you can compare it to a president being assassinated. That's why I'm leaving JFK out of it. But certainly we've had political assassinations in this country and around the world that have shaken the fabric of the nation to the core. That's not even included in this study. That's not even included in this. In many cases, categorizing the ideology of a perpetrator is difficult, if not impossible. Some extremists pick from a salad bar of ideologies. As the former FBI director Christopher Wray once said, many of which don't fit the traditional right-left dichotomy. In other instances, such as the 2011 shooting of Democratic Representative Gabby Giffords, a perpetrator's beliefs are so muddied that even calling them political exaggerates their coherence, despite the fact that the target is a political figure. Well, I think that's an accurate way to put that. The same thing with what happened with Governor Josh Shapiro. To say that Governor Josh Shapiro was a political attack on him, well, true, but not motivated by somebody on the opposite side of the political spectrum as Josh Shapiro. So you want to quantify that. You have to quantify that. If you're going to pick teams, you got to say it's the left. It's a Free Palestine anti-Jewish kook who believes that stuff, hearing from the nonstop drumbeat of, and there are some people on the right who say it. I'm not going to pretend like that's not happening. It's happening a lot. But he's not a conservative. He wasn't trying to kill the governor of Pennsylvania because of his politics based on his stance on fracking or something like that. Now, there are left-wing groups that actually do try to kill politicians based on things like their position on fracking and oil and natural gas. I mean, these energy executives, these CEOs, they all have lots and lots of security. And it's not because they're worried about getting kidnapped and having a ransom. They're worried about these radical left-wing environmental groups. Can't muddy those waters. A major shift in politics, however, can cause the losing side to become more combative. We didn't become more combative. Oh, wait, I'm sure they're going to bring up January 6th. Yeah, because kicking in windows and the fighting with the police officers is the same as killing them. And you can't know, and we don't know, and we still don't know, and why we don't know, how many of the people that did that day were FBI informants, much like the plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Why we still don't know all this stuff, I don't know, but it's frustrating to me, to say the least. From 2009 to 2016, right-wing extremists were responsible for 106 terrorist attacks and plots, nearly double the 58 right-wing incidents that occurred in the 8 years prior. These tend to be more lethal than left-wing attacks, which generally target specific individuals, such as the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last year, or the assassination attempt of Trump in his West Palm Beach golf course. Right-wing extremists, by contrast, are more likely to target whole groups. In the past decade in the United States, 36 left-wing attacks have killed 13 people, whereas 152 right-wing attacks have killed 112. What they don't do is list what those attacks are, because I would like to know, and they don't get into details about that, but they do get into January 6th. Now, if you take January 6th and you add up those numbers, now suddenly those numbers are going to escalate dramatically. It's the same little game they play with school shootings. What they do with school shootings to drive up those numbers is they'll count a shooting that takes place anywhere around a school. So even if, let's say, you have two people meet in the parking lot of a school after hours, middle of the night, and it's a gang shooting, they'll count that as a school shooting or a mass shooting. They play all kinds of funny games with these figures. They do this constantly. So to count mass shootings and to count school shootings to drive up those numbers, even if somebody lives by a school and there's a shooting and they're within a certain radius of the school, they'll count that as a school shooting, whether or not it happened on school grounds or not, whether it's anything related to the school or not. And even if it's somebody in a house and it's a domestic violence situation, they'll find a way to count that as a mass shooting if it involves more than one person. They play games like this constantly to drive up those numbers because the term mass shooting sounds very, very scary. So the minute that you start talking about the U.S. government brought charges against more than 1,000 people on January the 6th, you see how you can drive up those numbers of right-wing extremism? But suddenly, this year, violence on the right has plummeted. And by the way, after January 6th, even if you leave the high holy day of the left out of the equation, there were no other acts of right-wing political violence after that. Everybody who did not partake in the riot at the Capitol on January the 6th, so those people all went home. The people that did and committed acts of violence were prosecuted. The people that didn't, many of them were caught up in that dragnet as well. But a lot of people just went home and then just went on with their lives and didn't commit acts of violence. However, the Biden administration found ways to find things that they could add to potential acts of right-wing terrorism. That included people being angry at school board meetings. Yeah, no, that started counting towards the figures. So if they had an incident where, let's say, and this was the crux of that whole letter for the school board situation. Let's say you had a mom show up at a school board meeting. She's really angry. She's really upset that Johnny has to get a vaccine, or really upset that Susie is now Johnny, whatever it is. And she's angry and she's mad at the school board and the curriculum and everything else. And they call the local cops. Well, guess what? That now gets filed as a potential right-wing domestic violent extremism incident. Nothing happened. The woman, the mom, the dad didn't do anything. Nobody got hurt, but maybe they had to be escorted out. Doesn't matter. The cops were called. So now you put that in the list. It goes into the FBI database as a potential act of right-wing terrorism. These are called games to gin the numbers. Want to gin the numbers? That's how you gin the numbers. That's how you do it. That's the game you play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And then they write, after Kirk's death, right-wing extremists may feel less need to mobilize. However, after Charlie Kirk's assassination, that may change. What? Huh? That may change, they say. Well, it hasn't. What are you waiting for? This is what I mean about rags like the Atlantic. They keep hoping that the political violence, but they have to acknowledge, and they can't get away from the fact that it is a left-wing problem. They don't go into exact examples besides January 6th of right-wing terrorism. They don't. You know why? Because they can't. That's the problem. They can't. And if you can't, well, you know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. They can just keep saying like, well, it was a real problem. We have these incidents. What are the incidents? Well, we don't want to really say. You going to count the plot against Governor Gretchen Whitmer? Are you? Really? You going to count that? A bunch of idiots sitting around drinking and talking about how they love the kidnapper. And then there's some undercover FBI informant who says, let's go do this. And then the feds busted, and you're going to count that? All right. I don't know how you can count that, but sure, knock yourselves out. That's how you get to these numbers. That's how you inflate these numbers, gin up the numbers, and do all the things that they do. And it gets to be a very frustrating game, no doubt about it. And we see right through it. But what you can't deny is the political violence that is happening in this country on the left. And it's going to continue as long as the rhetoric continues, because there are people who are motivated to do something spectacular with their lives. And these people are deranged for the most part, but they're also hearing a lot of words here that are inspiring clearly this kind of violence, which is just very, very disheartening. All right. What's not disheartening, though, are the great specials that are available for you from my friends at Tri-County Auto. You know, I love the fact that they sponsor our show. I love the fact that Jack Donaldson, the general manager, and Brian and Cheryl Krieger, all the great people over there, they are dedicated to giving you an incredible experience. That's what they do at Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Tri-County Toyota. Now, maybe you're thinking about a Toyota. Maybe you're thinking about the RAV4. You can lease that for $289 a month for 36 months, or get 4.79% financing for 36 months. There's never been a better time to go to tricounty.com than right now to see the perfect time to get inside either a beautiful Dodge, a Jeep, a Ram, or a wonderful Toyota that you're going to love. The specials are absolutely amazing. Most importantly, though, is the fact that they stand with the show. You'll see the gigantic American flag between the two dealerships. You can't miss it. It's right off of 422. Limerick, Pottstown, Collegeville, Mainline, King of Prussia. Get there from anywhere. You can even get there from Jersey. It's true. And it's great. The specials are outstanding. If you lease a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive, double cab SR5 for just $239 a month for 36 months. Or buy and get rates as low as 2.99% for 48 months. It's really remarkable stuff. They'll take great care of you and guide you every step of the way. They got great specials right now on the Jeep Compass and even the Jeep Grand Cherokee, which is an awesome family car. And don't forget, under the One Big Beautiful Bill, you buy a car that's made in America, you get to deduct the interest on that. And if you are interested in a Toyota, more and more Toyotas are made in America now. Toyota's making a massive investment in the United States. Either way, you're going to be in great hands with great people at Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Tri-County Toyota. So just go online today to see all the specials, tricounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.